From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Sudan's government and southern rebels have pledged to put an end to their country's 21-year civil war by year's end. The pledge came today at a rare UN Security Council meeting in Nairobi, Kenya. Security Council members say the end of Sudan's civil war in the south could pave the way for a solution to the relatively new crisis in Darfur. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Nairobi.
The rebel leader John Garang looked much like the other African heads of state at the Security Council meeting, tall, elegant, dignified in a crisply pressed suit. From his appearance, it would be hard to guess that Garang is the head of a guerrilla army which has waged one of the longest-running rebel wars on the continent. The conflict between Garang's Sudanese People's Liberation Army and the government in Khartoum has killed 2 million people, mainly through disease and starvation. Today, Garang told the Security Council that the civil war, which has devastated southern Sudan, will be over by the end of the year.
So that we can again hear the happy singing of children as they go to school.
The SPLA and the government in Khartoum have been negotiating a peace deal for years. They've actually agreed to a framework for peace which gives southern Sudan significant autonomy, 50% of the nation's oil revenue, and an opportunity to possibly secede from Sudan in 6 years. Yet the two parties haven't been able to reach a final settlement. British ambassador to the Security Council, Amir Jones Parry, said the Security Council took the unusual step of holding a meeting outside of their New York headquarters in an effort to force the combatants to finish the accord. Jones Parry says that by getting the SPLA and the Khartoum government to commit to signing a deal by December 31st, the Council has put significant pressure on them.
Nobody believes that it's a panacea, but it's suddenly going to happen. But we will hold these guys to account, and they're conscious of that, given the whole events of the past 24 hours, but there's more attention, but therefore it's created more obligation on them to get on with it. And we will hold them to that.
Some people at the Security Council meeting, however, were skeptical that the Khartoum government and the rebels will sign a peace deal by the end of the year, as promised. Outside the UN compound's gates, several dozen protesters were calling for the Council to get tough with Khartoum. Peter Lasu-Ladu, a refugee from southern Sudan, says the two sides haven't abided by previous agreements.
We have heard that the government has signed a ceasefire between SPLA and SPLM, but this ceasefire is not working. As we are talking now, there is problem in Upper Nile where the government...
As we are talking now, there are problems in the Upper Nile where the government funds some militias in order to come and attack the civilians there.
The Security Council has offered significant amounts of development aid to Sudan if the two sides do sign a final peace deal. Lasu-Ladu argues that the Council should also be threatening tough economic sanctions and a weapons embargo if they fail to sign the accord on time. The crisis in Sudan's Darfur region wasn't officially on the agenda of this meeting. The Council's final resolution on the North-South civil war, however, mentioned that the situation in Darfur continues to deteriorate. It also added that human rights violations and violence continue to be committed in Darfur with impunity. But the Council took no new action on Darfur. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Nairobi.